Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My home station, 550 KFYI, is where you can hear the Conservative Circus. Also, 790 KNST out of Tucson, my adopted hometown. That's right. Originally from Wisconsin, but I'm an Arizona boy. Biggest conservative talk show, biggest talk show in the state. We're talking about a day that will live in infamy. President Trump found guilty on all 34 counts. Absolutely crazy as the deep state, as the Democrats continue to try to come in, trying to cancel a president. Now, you know, Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of big box stores or shopping channels the way you may have shopped for their products in the past. MyPillow have found themselves a part of this cancel culture. Yeah, because of this and the change in retails, they don't pass the savings directly to you. They want to do that now. So it used to be the retails were siphoning some off. They're having a $25 extravaganza sale. When Mike Lindell started MyPillow, it was just a problem solved. One product, property, you know, company with their pillow. Since then, and with the help of his dedicated employees, MyPillow now has hundreds of products, some you may not even know about, to get you familiar with other products. They are having a $25 extravaganza with promo code Jesse. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillow with new Giza fabric, any size or loft level, just $25. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square for these $25 deals. Free shipping on orders over $75. Enter promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544 for this amazing offer that won't last long. I tell you what else is not going to last long? And that is the glee that we're seeing on the left side of the aisle. MSNBC, oh, they were waxing poetic about democracy's shining moment. One shining moment. Yes. This conviction was their Christmas. And they were there when the verdict came down. In the White House, you know, they also responded to this. Rachel Maddow, she was the first to kind of chime in on this. And of course, we have a unanimous verdict. The people have spoken. Here is Rachel Maddow.
Listen, it's a unanimous jury verdict, unanimous on all counts. This is a definitive and, this is an irreducible verdict. He can appeal. I'm sure he will appeal, but this is everything that the prosecution asked for from a jury that, by all accounts, took this thing very, very seriously.
Oh, yeah, they did.
We counted the deliberation hours down here.
Right.
The test here for us as a country is not about what happens on appeal. And
no.
It's not about what happens in sentencing.
Uh-uh.
The test for us now as a country is whether or not this former president and his allies will have succeeded in trying to undermine the rule of law so that people reject this as a legitimate function of the rule of law in our country. They have tried to delegitimize this judge. They have tried to delegitimize this court. They have tried to delegitimize these proceedings. They've even tried to delegitimize the laws that he was charged under. Those efforts are the tests that we now have as a country. The people involved in bringing this case have been threatened and intimidated and had everything brought to bear on against them in a way that was designed to delegitimize this process in the eyes of the American people. It is now in the hands of the American people to decide if we will accept those efforts or whether we will stand by the rule of law and recognize this as a fair proceeding.
Well, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, that was so deep. So deep. And that's the American people. You know what? If you don't stand by this judge's ruling, if you don't stand by this jury, you are un-American. And look what they tried to do. They tried to expose Judge Mershon. They tried to expose his daughter. Look what they tried to do to the whole system. By simply telling about the connection that this judge had that should have enough to have any decent person recuse themselves from the case, they were trying to destroy the process. Shame on them. Everybody knows that Judge Mershon, he is an upstanding individual. This guy is as pure as the driven snow. And you had one gentleman, what was his name? Andrew Weissman over there on MSNBC. He was getting all moist. He's getting moist over Judge Mershon.
As you've noted, with respect to Judge Mershon, I mean, I am like now, you know, I felt like a man crush on him. Such a great judge that
so
it's hard
great.
To see that the jurors wouldn't have the same impression. I mean, you just keep on thinking, if you looked in a dictionary for like judicial temperament, that's what you get.
Wow. Wow. That's pathetic. That's Andrew Weissman. See, he knew. See, this is before the verdict came out. He knew. He said he had a man crush. Did you hear that, Chris? He said he had a man crush. He's over here getting all warm and fuzzy. Oh, he's just, when I think of Judge Mershon, oh, I have to tell you, I'm a fan. I'm a boy fan. I have a man crush. Gee, judicial temperament. Oh. I know it's painful. I know it's painful, but we have to watch this. This is like, you know, after you lose the big game, you're standing on the court, the confetti's flying, all that kind of stuff. You're just looking around. You remember how them Democrats felt? You remember how they felt election night 2016? That glass ceiling did not break. That confetti did not fall. They were looking dumbfounded. You know, they were sent home. We're not going home. We're watching this. Because this isn't the big win. As the president said, and the big win, that's going to be in November. So yeah, let us watch these Democrats sitting here gloating. Let's watch it.
And jurors take it so seriously. And yes, it can be scary because of it, but you know what? They did their job. And I think that this is a testament to our joining so many other democracies in the international community who have managed to hold political leaders to account. Mm-hmm. And we have shown that we can do that as well in a fair process where the defendant got extremely good counsel, had an incredibly fair process from this judge, in spite of his attacking the witnesses, the judge, the judge's family, the jurors.
Come on, y'all. That's Weissman. Andrew Weissman, MSNBC. Sit up here lying. He got fair treatment. You know, I don't know if you how closely you were paying, you know, how much attention you were paying, but you know, during the end here, they're tying things up. You had a witness on the stand And the lawyer's trying to ask questions, and the judge keeps interrupting. Objection sustained. Objection sustained. Objection sustained. Finally, the witness, you know, trying to look at the judge, kind of cockeyed. He goes, "If you look at me like that one more time, you will not be allowed to stand trial to be a witness for Donald Trump." He lost his mind, cleared the courtroom. Oh, then here you have Weissman up here. Oh, this is judge is so fair. He was so fair. You know, I have a crush. I have a man crush on this judge. Don't get me wrong. I'm very masculine, but I have a man crush on this. Wow. Oh, we're not done. Oh, there's more. We're going to soak it all in. I haven't got to the silver lining yet. There's a silver lining. If you were with us from the beginning of the Jesse Kelly Show, I just been popping off. We had Congressman Andy Biggs on to give us some perspective. But, you know, I'm sitting here speaking on behalf of millions. This is a bunch of bullshiggity. That's what it is. But we're going to soak it in. Because our day is coming. Oh, they can't delay the inevitable. You know what? They could put President Trump under the jail. God forbid they harm the man. He's still going to win the election. Because it's crystal clear. We the people don't like you, media. We the people don't like you, Biden administration. We the people don't like you, Obama. We the people don't like you, CIA, FBI, Department of Justice. Oh, you've shown your assets. You've shown it. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am, well, a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can hear my show, The Conservative Circus, 550 KFYI in Phoenix, or 790 KNST in Tucson, my adopted hometown. And right now, if you are on the same political aisle, side of the aisle, you're upset. Very upset. You're not, you know, down and out, but it's very upsetting. But it's healthy. Let us not fool ourselves and think that we have a fair justice system. Whenever you hear the left say, "There, no man is above the law," that's a bunch of bull. They know it. If that were the case, Hillary Clinton would be in jail. If that were the case, well, there'd be a lot of folks in jail from the left side of the aisle. The truth is, you have power, you have influence. Well, you can skirt the law if you're on the right side of the political aisle. Here's a man with power and influence. Think about President Trump, Donald Trump. Donald Trump, a billionaire. Donald Trump was the king of New York for a period of time. Successful builder. Changed the landscape of the city. Celebrated celebrity. Loved by celebrities. Rappers, you know, singing about them, rapping about them. You had Barack Obama telling folks, you know what, more people should try to be like Donald Trump. Successful a TV show, The Apprentice. You know, when it comes to the reality style TV shows, you know, he was at the top of the top during the height of the whole craze. Donald Trump been on TV forever. You can go back and see him on Oprah. Then, hey, one day, do you think you ever run for president? I will only run for president if I have to. Well, what would cause you to run for president? I mean, what would you try to change? The same things he said on Oprah back in the 80s, 90s. He says he did. He actually did when president. He's been so consistent. What's the problem? Well, the deep state, they don't like what he said he would do. The deep state does not like the America First policy. Let's get down to it. Come on. They bristle at it. America First? You had Barack Obama go on a worldwide apology tour. He wasn't about America First. You have Joe Biden come into office and basically, you know, dissolve the southern border and invite the whole world in. And they came to the tune of what? How many millions? At least 10, 15 million in the last 3.5 years. These are not America First people. No, when Trump was in office, he was America First. His policies were America First. They were, I'm not going to say revolutionary. No, I am going to say revolutionary, because other people have talked about, you know, putting America's first. He actually did it. He said, I'm moving the capital, you know, from our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Oh, other presidents said that. He did it. He said, we're going to have peace in the Middle East. They came up with the Abraham Accords. He should have got a Nobel Peace Prize for that. Other folks have talked about it. He did it. He's the president. North Korea, South Korea, their leaders meet, you know, and shake hands. What are you talking about? He did it. And he did it through the prism of America First. He came in and you got a tax cut for real, a tax cut so compelling, even Paul Ryan had to jump on board and help get it across the finish line. That's how real it was. At the end of the day, he had all the policies that Republicans always said they wanted, but they didn't like the man that was bringing it. They didn't like the fact that he had conviction and that when he said he was going to do it, he's going to do it. All those crusty old ass politicians like, you know, John McCain. Oh, he ran for office, got his clock cleaned. Clock claimed. Twice, I believe. And here comes this neophyte, a man who never ran for any political office. The first office he runs for is the presidency. A man who had never had any type of charge against him and never spent a day in jail, not found guilty of anything. For 70 years of his life, he becomes president, and look at what they throw at him. Good God. What did he do? Well, he became president. He was not part of the club. He could not be owned. He could not be bought. What did he do? He put America first. He bullied Europe. He told NATO, you're going to pay your fair share. Wait, what? No, you pay for your own protection. You know, how you going to have us paying for your borders, your protection, and you're going to buy oil from Russia? What? You're going to be buying oil from us, be paying us? You know, what? He turned it upside down. And look what they've done to him. And look what they've done to his family. you cannot exaggerate this. This man has exposed corruption. Wait a minute. They got a hold of his tax records. They got a hold of his business records. What has he done wrong? What laws has he violated? They had to make stuff up in order to find him guilty, and they can't even tell us what he was guilty of. We don't even know what the jury found him guilty of. Come on, y'all. Come on. We don't even know. This is what I find so frustrating. Here's somebody, a true American, an American success story, but because of the corruption that is Washington, D.C., because of the corruption that is our police, the FBI, our spy networks, the CIA, because of the fact that they're unelected, because of the power that they've had, and because they've been interfering with elections all over the world, now they can do it at home, and they have been doing it at home. This man stands against that. I'm not done yet. James C. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Out of Tucson, Arizona, my show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard on 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. We are talking about what happened today. I've been saying it in every segment. A day that will live in infamy. President. Former President Donald Trump found guilty on 34 charges. Absolutely ridiculous. Things are about to get crazy out there. You got to make sure you're ready. Do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammunition or time at the range? Get yourself a Mantis X. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. The Mantis X is an at-home training system you use with your own gun to do dry fire practice. This high-tech but very easy-to-use gizmo gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. Just attach it to your gun like a weapon light. Download the easy-to-use app and follow the instructions. You can use it at home and at the range. The U.S. Marines, Army, and Special Forces all use the Mantis X to become the most efficient force in the world. The Mantis X is military technology at an affordable price. Be a responsible gun owner and increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. Oh, and by the way, it will make a great Father's Day gift. You'll be amazed at how quickly shooting accuracy improves while saving a ton of money on ammunition. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. And yes, I am telling you, you're going to have to be prepared. Don't be running out to the crazy, but it's crazy. What we're watching is a little bit of history repeating. And you would be crazy not to take that serious. What are we headed towards? I don't know. But I know that it's not good and that this is the calm before the storm. I know that the way we got to handle this, though, is at the ballot box. I know that for sure. I just got a text from a friend, not listening to the show, but is well aware of just how they will live in infamy. He said, what's going on here is absolutely ridiculous. I donated to Trump today. I'm so done with the Democrat government. Hold on. I thought this guy was a liberal. I donated. Not that I'm voting for. I donated. And for all those people out there who are celebrating in the streets, for all those people who are just, gloating. This is the same friend. He said, quote, keep that same energy when he becomes your daddy in November. But I will show restraint and will refrain from stirring the nest. That is exactly what we all should be doing. Oh, you get prepared just in case, you know, you can't help what's going on around you. But no, 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 no. Hey, lefties. Hey, wise men out there. Keep that same energy, buddy. Keep that same, you know, man love for that crush on a merchant. You keep that up. Come November, we're going to be saying, who's your dad? Who's your daddy? Until now, we'll show some restraint. And how can you get upset and angry with a man, you know, with a fanboy who talks like this about a judge?
With, as you've noted, with respect to Judge Marchand, I mean, I am like now, you know, I felt like a man crush on him. He is such a great judge that it's hard to see that the jurors wouldn't have the same impression. I mean, he's just, you just keep on thinking, if you looked in a dictionary for like judicial temperament, that's what you get.
You know, I am tempted to say something. But this is not my own show. This is the Jesse Kelly show. I can't go around blowing up people's show. But I have an observation about Mr. Weissman. He's not done. Oh yeah, that was before the jury came through with their verdict. After the verdict, he's still talking over there on MSNBC.
A nation in decline. No one can be happy today, but this is a day of seeing the rule of law. I mean, I think Rachel has it totally right that this is really about our democracy in a shining moment led by a really eminent, wonderful judge who was completely dispassionate. And as we said before the verdict, This was a fair process.
Right.
So you have to live with it. And that is, I think, bringing our country into the modern era. I mean, there are so many countries, England, France, Italy, Israel, Argentina, that have done all of this, and they've done it much better than we have.
Here it is.
And, you know, we think of ourselves as this first world country that is a shining beacon on the hill. Today is an example of that.
Okay, you know, I got to tell you something right now. That right there just really made me mad. Did you hear what he's saying? America is finally like all the other, you know, colossal jewels of mediocrity. We are like England. We are like France. We're like the other countries of Europe. No, we're not exceptional. Go ahead. Laugh. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. I got to be honest with you. I don't believe that this is motivating to the people. I do believe that there are some Democrats out there that really, really know that they've stepped in it today. There are Democrats out there that really, really know that they're not going to be able to, you know, bottle this up. You got folks out there that are very concerned on CNN. They're very concerned that the president, even with all of this, they're fretting that he will get special treatment and not be sent to prison. Special? Oh, we're afraid he's going to get special treatment. Well, he hasn't gotten any special treatment thus far. I fully expect for President Trump to be thrown into the clink. I do. Why wouldn't they? There's nothing logical about anything we've been seeing. What we're seeing is unbridled Trump derangement syndrome. Key word, deranged. He's been found guilty on these felony charges. Well, James, it weren't really felony. No. They said it's felony charges. You got to go with it. They're saying felony charges. So what happens when you're found guilty with felony charges? You go to jail. Yeah, James, he's going to appeal. The appeal's not going to happen until way after the elections. They're not going to fast-track that the way they fast-tracked all these other cases. Usually, these other cases wouldn't have been heard, you know, until after the elections. But they fast-tracked all of this. This has been the brand. This is what they're doing. So why did they get it all of a sudden become soft?
At
Karen, CNN,
the
Jake Tapper.
Sentencing process. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so what will happen is that Donald Trump will have to report to probation, mm-hmm. and probation will prepare what's called a pre-sentencing report, where they take certain information, and this is something they do in every case before sentencing, certain information about him, including whether or not he expresses remorse, because that is something that is normally taken into consideration
for
sentencing.
Wait a minute.
When Judge Murdock
is he going to express remorse? Can you first tell him what he did wrong? How can he be sorry for something? They didn't even tell him what he did wrong. They didn't even tell him what laws he broke. He's going to show remorse. Girl. Oh, was that sexist? Oh, I'm sorry. Girl, please.
He sentences any defendant. He takes many factors into consideration. If you removed the name Donald Trump from his consideration and it was somebody who came before him for sentence that also had three open other felony indictments in three other jurisdictions in both state and federal court, he's somebody who has been convicted of 34 felony counts, was held in contempt 10 times.
Girl, let me stop you because you're tripping. If you remove the name Donald Trump and you will put him before this judge and he had all of these priors, the reason why he has all of these priors and the reason why he's standing before that judge right now is because Donald Trump is his name. I'm tired of trying to fake the funk. Nothing about this is real. Nothing about this is law. This is not, you know, American Judas Pur, I don't even know how to pronounce the word. I'm starting to fall apart here. This is all designed to keep Donald Trump out of office. This is designed to put him in check, to put you in check. That's what we're watching. Got no tolerance for it. But the only way we can play this right now is to win at the ballot box, to make sure that we are harvesting those ballots just like the Dems are. We got to beat them at that game in order to have a shot at changing everything. Going to give you a biblical perspective of what we're dealing with here, because there's nothing new under the sun. That's coming up next. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard at 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in my adopted hometown of Tucson, and is just happy to be with you on this very crazy day, a day that will live in infamy. Now, the 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than it ever has been. All you need to do is listen to Andrew Weissman on MSNBC, and you will know that. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically at an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite wants? They want a weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, Jesse's been taking Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it has done wonders for him. Manufactured right here in the USA, Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, and mood. Maximize your masculinity today at chok.com. Use code Jesse for a massive discount on any subscription for life. CHOQ.com, chalk.com, code Jesse for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable at any time. There's nothing new under the sun. Just like ancient Israel. We live in a fallen world, my friends. We know that. A world full of imperfect people. Elite and immoral political officials are bound to beat up communities with the club of injustice. Yahweh makes it clear to the Hebrews that this type of malicious evil was to have no part in their Jewish theocracy. Quote, "You shall do no injustice in the court. You shall not show partiality to the poor, nor show favoritism to the great, but you are to administer justice in the right thing to a fellow citizen." Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15. In Psalms 64, 6, King David described evildoers as a circle of confidence of doing bad. They were those who devise injustices with a well-conceived plot. Huh. The same fallen world full of evildoers still exists. The virus of injustice in our constitutional republic hasn't been eradicated. It ought not be treated with the priests, the prophets, or the kings of an ancient Hebrew theocracy. Instead, justice and fairness can be administered to an ailing American system, not by means of liberal concoction, experimental stuff, no, but with vital injections of past proven doses of legal tenets prescribed by our judicial system. We need an infusion of the following vaccines to minimize the infection of injustice. We need presumption of innocence, ability to face accusers, presentation of witnesses and evidence, right to remain silent in a speedy trial, provision of legal counsel, standard of probable cause and reasonable doubt in front of a jury of one's peers. Trump didn't get that. A lot of you don't get that. A media-filled courtroom with black-robed magistrates engaged in lawfare are likely unfamiliar with the eternal verdict of the ultimate judge, the Ancient of Days. Perhaps it would be wise for those with gavels and gowns and agendas to remember the words of the wisest judge that ever lived, King Solomon. God will judge both the righteous and the wicked man for a time for every matter and for every deed there is. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 17. For men and women created in the image of God, a reasonable question remains. What makes all the difference? Elite law or eternal life? Of course, those of us who have faith alone in Christ alone for eternal life, we realize that this is all temporary. But that doesn't mean that we don't have a responsibility. We do have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to teach truth, to speak truth. We have a responsibility to call out that which is wrong. Didn't have time for it today, but there is a Democrat politician out in California who basically could no longer carry the water, especially when it comes to the sexualization of our children. She gave a very riveting speech as she denounced the Democrat Party and told them that she was going to serve them no more. That is a person of conscience who realizes that they can't fake the funk. And I believe there are more Democrats out there, not necessarily in office, not necessarily in Washington, D.C. After you spend a little time in Washington, D.C., you become very, very jaded. You become part of the system. You have to pay to play to get along. But no, amongst our friends and our family, there are a few. The reality is, days like today, well, they'll show you the hearts of men. People like Andrew Weissman over there on MSNBC, he can't be helped. He's a fanboy. He's gone. But I'm quite sure that the people who don't live on this, who are not obsessed with this, are reachable. Because at the end of the day, Americans, it's in our DNA. We believe in truth, justice, and fairness. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.